This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is going to be a government shutdown in 10 days. Or there's not going to be a government shutdown in 10 days. Right now could go either way, but the point is we are in yet another countdown, and as in years past, it is more likely than not that Congress is going to come up with a continuing resolution that'll keep the government open until a real deal can be made. House Republicans, though, whence such a spending deal has to come, don't seem to have a plan for what any CR would look like, at least not one that's got a real chance in the Senate, much less of actually getting signed by the president. So they are floating lots of, shall we say, creative thoughts about how to move forward. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
Rather than extending funding for the whole government, the House GOP is considering different funding expiration dates for different parts of government, like a deadline for military, transportation, and agriculture in a month or so, and other parts of government later. They're calling this a laddered continuing resolution, or CR, and to be honest, before this week, I'd never heard of it.
You're not the only one.
I had not heard the term either.
That was Sharon Parrott, who runs the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and Mark Schmidt, who directs the Political Reform Program at New America. The phrasing was even new for Tom Kahn at American University, who spent 20 years working on the House Budget Committee.
And I think the reason I've never heard of it before is that it's just headed to failure. It's an attempt to work around the fact that House Republicans are having trouble governing.
According to Roll Call, the technique was used once back in the early 90s, even if it wasn't called a laddered CR then. But the reason Kahn and others say this workaround is unworkable now is because it doesn't address the impasse over overall spending levels. Here's the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities' Sharon Parrott again.
Because if you start to go forward with some bills and you haven't made those top line decisions, you run the risk of doing some bills and then not having enough resources left at the end.
If the House GOP does figure out a way to make this work, which New America's Mark Schmidt thinks is unlikely.
One difference it might make is that you might not have the big shutdown. And the big shutdown forces Congress to say, okay, we've got to get this stuff done because you're shutting down everything.
A laddered CR allows Congress to create a series of partial shutdowns, which could mean less pressure from the public to get a comprehensive deal across the finish line. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.